The reporting and the resources behind the stories you hear on WSHU depends on the sustained energy of people who care, people like you. I'm All Things Considered host Randy Kay. Your investments in WSHU Public Radio help us face daily challenges and meet them effectively, providing important information and ideas. Thank you for listening and for your support.
This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. The Department of Homeland Security is headed for a shutdown. Governor Lamont looks to open a loan program for future healthcare workers. Got a broken heart? Maritime Aquarium has a deliciously petty solution. Plus, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and so are the online romance scams. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. The Department of Homeland Security is headed for a shutdown. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports senators from our region voted against funding for the department on Thursday afternoon.
The shutdown deadline was technically January 31st, but Democrats cut a deal to keep the department funded for 2 extra weeks. Over those 2 weeks, they were supposed to negotiate on reforms for immigration and customs enforcement. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that never happened.
Republicans chose to put a bill on the floor that ignored the abuses, ignored the outrage, ignored what the American people want overwhelmingly, and they failed to get the votes to avoid a shutdown at DHS.
The Coast Guard is the only branch of the military funded by DHS. A shutdown means essential workers at the new London-based academy may not receive their next paycheck. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont wants to create a state student loan program for graduate students in the healthcare field who no longer have access to low-interest federal loans because of the Trump administration. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Lamont says he wants to ensure that Connecticut students seeking graduate degrees in professional fields such as nursing, social work, and physical therapy continue to have access to low-cost loans that cover their tuition. The One Big Beautiful Bill, signed by President Donald Trump last year, prompted the U.S. Education Department to exclude those professions from its definition of professional degree programs eligible for low-interest federal loans. Lamont's proposal allocates $10 million in bonding to create the Connecticut Supplemental Graduate Student Loan Program. It would be administered by the state's existing Higher Education Supplemental Loan Authority, CHELSA. The bill is being considered in the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Norwalk's Maritime Aquarium has a very special offer through Valentine's Day weekend. Name a cockroach, worm, or dead fish after your ex, and you can watch them feed it to a lizard, sea turtle, or harbor seal. WSHU's Davis Donovan has more.
Meet Pee-wee. He's a Savannah monitor, a big greenish-beige lizard from sub-Saharan Africa.
And he has this very long tongue that he flickers to kind of just smell the environment around him.
That's curator Julie Metamusa.
And he has these really big claws that you see here that makes it really easy for him to dig in the ground and find some bugs like the one he's going to eat.
She pulls out a cockroach from a plastic container. Social media manager Allison Carpino bestows a name on the unfortunate insect from a donor, presumably someone's ex-girlfriend.
Someone submitted Sarah.
Oh, poor Sarah.
We have this nice big cockroach here that I'm going to set in Pee-wee's bowl. That's going to be Sarah. Here you go, Pee-wee. There we go.
Carpino says it's a good alternative for people who aren't always happy on Valentine's Day.
We wanted to turn people's heartbreak into something amazing and supports the aquarium's mission.
It's not just cockroaches and worms. You can also name a dead fish and feed it to a harbor seal, or a veggie and feed it to a sea turtle. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Looking for love online? A conversation on how to do that safely is coming up.
We're cutting our winter fundraiser in half. And while we can shorten the pledge drive, we can't lower the amount that we need to raise. That's why we need your support right now. Start your first ever monthly donation or add a few dollars to your monthly gift, and it will be doubled thanks to the WSHU Beacon Society. Please give now at WSHU.org or call 800-777-9748, and thank you.
The New York State Department of Motor Vehicles is suspending many services over the long weekend as it upgrades its technology systems. In-person, online, and phone services will not be available. The DMV says they'll be back up on Wednesday. An 88-year-old state assemblyman from Nassau County has missed almost every vote this year and hasn't been in Albany in at least 2 years. David McDonough represents Merrick. He only voted one day this year via video conference. Two Bridgeport campaign workers got 2 years of probation for their role in absentee ballot fraud in the city's last two elections. They're among more than a dozen people who face election fraud charges related to the city's last two elections, both of which were won by current Mayor Joe Ganim. Connecticut State Police will now permit demonstrations on highway overpasses. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish has more on the change in policy.
Under the agreement reached with the ACLU of Connecticut, protesters can hold peaceful demonstrations on highway bridges and hold up signs. State police officials say they cannot enter the highway or dangle signs. The decision settles a lawsuit brought by the ACLU last year requesting that a judge rule the demonstrations lawful under the First Amendment. State police had argued the protests are a dangerous distraction to drivers. They say new guidance will be issued to troopers. State police said they will continue to enforce laws against protests that block roads. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
As Valentine's Day approaches, romance may be on many people's minds. And while some turn to social media or dating apps to find meaningful connections, experts warn of potential dangers. WSHU's Janice Roman spoke with cybersecurity expert Diana Burley about how to stay safe while dating online.
How can people that are engaging online in these dating apps work in a way that is mindful of securing their personal data?
Well, first, you want to be very careful about what you choose to share. I know that the purpose of the apps is to give information so that you can figure out if you're a match, but you really want to give as little information as possible. And you certainly don't want to give very private information, like exactly where you live. You can give the region, or kind of general terms, but be careful when you set up your profile. And then as you start to communicate with someone, you want to take your time, just like you would in a real life situation. As you get to know someone, you reveal more. But so you want to be careful as to how much and how quickly you share your private information.
Romance scams. First of all, what are they? And secondly, how can they be avoided?
Yes. So a romance scam is exactly what it sounds like. It's taking advantage of someone who today it's through dating apps, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It could be even in person. But it's in essence where you're pretending to be interested in someone so that you can get something from them. You get to know each other, you get connected, and then you say, I really would love to come see you, but I live in X country or X state, and if you could send me the money for a ticket, then I could come. Or I've just had this big financial hardship and so if you could just help me out. So it's those kinds of things where they create a relationship for the purpose of getting something from you, information, access, money, other valuables. But that's what it's all about.
When I think about online dating, the term that may come up is something like a catfish or someone who poses as somebody who they are not in real life. Mm-hmm. But nowadays there are things like deepfakes and AI. Are there any tips that people can rely on to sort of tell whether or not something is an AI profile?
It's increasingly difficult. So I'm not going to say that, just do this, and you'll know for sure. But there are still glitches in the AI products that you might be able to tell from the grammar or from the way that the photo looks. You can certainly do, and if you have some technical skills, do some reverse you know, reverse lookups or look at details like that. But this is even more why you want to be careful and not provide the kind of personal information that that could increase your risk and vulnerability to someone who is trying to scam you.
People that are on dating apps, you know, dating apps are also still apps. And there have been instances of data breaches. If someone has experienced that where they know that their information was exposed, what resources are available to them?
So if you know that you were in a breach because the company has sent you an email, usually what the companies will do is offer to sign you up for 12 months, 10, you know, 6 months, 18 months of monitoring so that they can monitor your social security number, your credit card information, your name online to make sure that if someone opens a new account under your name, like a new credit card account under your name, you would get notified about that. And then you can immediately take remedial action to change it.
Is there any other advice that you'd give for people that are navigating the dating world online?
I don't want to sound like you shouldn't have fun and you shouldn't enjoy the experience, because getting to know people is what life is all about. You just want to do it carefully. And you think about if you met someone in a bar, in a restaurant, at work, or somewhere else, you would be careful in how you gave your information out. The first time you meet someone in person, you might take a friend with you or make sure that people know where you're going and who you were supposed to meet, and, you know, share your location with your friend or your sister or your cousin so that they can find you should something go wrong. So it's really about being smart, taking advantage of the wonderful things that technology allows us to do, but taking advantage of it in a smart way and in a way that protects yourself.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app, which has a new feature. You can send us feedback right into the app. So tell us what you love, what you'd like to see more of. Download at the App Store or Google Play today. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. We'll talk on Monday.